Just a few more thoughts to finish the story and jump ahead to the actual birth of our Lord Jesus. We'll be in Luke chapter 2. Normal is a pretty fragile thing, isn't it? Though it's often accused of being boring and routine, normal life is something we enjoy most of the time. A flat tire, a phone call from the doctor, even a change in weather can just throw us into a tizzy because it's not normal. We get worked up when things aren't normal. Mary and Joseph would have experienced that as well. Their normal Jewish lives were interrupted by a personal visit from an angel of God. Jaw-dropping experience. But it was made even more extraordinary by the news that they were given, wasn't it? Mary, you're going to conceive a son without becoming intimate with Joseph. So you will remain a virgin for this pregnancy and will conceive this child only by the work of the Holy Spirit, God. There was absolutely nothing normal about this pregnancy. Not only that, but this child, which Mary and Joseph will parent, will be called great. The Son of the Highest, Emmanuel, God with us. He will rule on the throne of Israel's greatest king, David, and he will do so forever. Mary receives all this news, and her mind must have just skipped a beat or two. Staggering news, all of it. And in the middle of the events of the next several verses into chapter 2, the big news, all of the people, strange people that they would meet and come across, the questions, the confusion, not to mention the physical effects of having just delivered a baby. In Luke chapter 2, verse 19, Luke writes, Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Now, you and I treasure memories. We treasure some memories. We hold on to certain facts. We hold on to events and conversations from our lives, and we rehearse them over and over again. You get together with some friends, and inevitably the conversation is going to turn to, well, I used to. It's a memory, and you're holding on to it for some reason. Oftentimes, we just don't want to let that memory fade. It brings either some happiness to us, some comfort, or it's a bad example and a lesson learned, but we don't want that memory to fade. But other times, we treasure memories because we're trying to make sense of what or why or how something has happened. I mean, it changed so much. Mary, the Bible says that Mary stored up, Mary treasured all of these things. We don't find her questioning God because life didn't make sense, nor do we see her running away trying to escape from her circumstances. We find her treasuring, we find her pondering. Certainly, she doesn't want the memory to fade. I mean, would you want the memory of an angelic visit to fade? You'd want to think about that as clearly as possible. You would want to have it just like it happened last night in your mind. She wants to hold on to all of this because, as we just saw, it's unthinkable. It's amazing. It's miraculous. It's something only God can do. So hold on to that. But I think she also treasures these experiences. She holds on to these memories because she is actually beginning to make sense out of a bigger story. And it has to do with the baby's name. You remember that the angel told both Joseph and Mary on two separate occasions that this baby will be named Jesus. And he will be the Savior who will rescue mankind from their sin. Years later, the Apostle Paul would teach in Romans chapter 5 that salvation is not a reward that is earned by man, but it comes as a gift from God which must be willingly received. So Mary may be thinking, you know, I know the Old Testament scriptures, and I know this. I know that only God can do something about sin. So only God could give a gift with the kind of power that would save people from their sins. So the angel continues telling them that the baby which they would raise would actually be Emmanuel, which is God with us. This baby isn't going to be named Stan. Chris. His name is Jesus. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Jesus meant Savior. In Acts 20, Paul would admonish the pastors of the Ephesian church to lead well. Remember, he was leaving them and he was going away, and they were all in tears because they didn't know if they'd ever see each other again. And as Paul gave some parting words to this group of leaders, here's what he said. He encouraged them to lead well, quote, the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, end quote. The church of God, which he, God, purchased with his, God's, own blood. Help me out. In the scope of Scripture, who purchased the church with his own blood? Jesus, right? In this verse, who purchased the church with his own blood? God. The church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. What's the big deal? The big deal is that from the moment the angel came to Mary, the same message was globally proclaimed. This baby, Jesus, is the Savior. This Jesus is God with us, and he will save people from their sins. There is no other way. In Luke chapter 1, verse 47, Mary says, my spirit rejoices. We've sung that word a dozen, maybe more times this morning, either joy or rejoices. Rejoice is an expression of joy. Joy is the result of the working of God in someone's heart. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary acknowledged her dependence on God. It is taught by some that Mary was in some way kept free from all taint of original sin. But you remember this. Only sinners need a Savior. Mary is treasuring. Mary is pondering this whole event. She is beginning, as she holds on to it, to make sense out of it. She is treasuring the fact that her Savior has finally come. This baby will not only be her child, this baby will be her only hope. Messiah, anointed one, the powerful, loving, saving, rescuing God in the flesh was here. Her treasure, yes, it's her son, but her treasured son was also her treasured Savior. The question for you this morning is Jesus your treasure? Do you hold on to him above all else? Is he your hope of a new forgiving life here on earth? Is he your joy of a secure home in heaven for all of eternity? If not, worship with the angels. Worship with the shepherds. Worship with Joseph and Mary this morning. Admit that you are a sinner like Mary did. Admit that you're a sinner in desperate need of a Savior. The good news is that the Christmas gift has come. The Savior has been born. Believe that Jesus is the perfect gift given by God to wipe away your sin. Now, that would only happen not through his life here on earth, but through his death on a cross. To borrow the title from the song, Jesus was born to die. Mary treasured this. Mary pondered this. And as with any gift, it must be received. So admit that you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus is the perfect gift given by God. And then call upon him. Call means to believe, to trust, to take in, to receive, to lay claim to. Receive the gift with gladness and with thanksgiving, and let your heart be transformed with the joy of God as Mary's heart was transformed. Confused, bewildered, unsure with all that was happening, but trusting in God because she was his servant. Emmanuel, God with us, has come to save us from our sin. Jesus was born as a child, and yet he was not the treasure of Mary's life because he was her baby. He was her treasure because she knew him as her Savior. What has God given you to ponder this year? May you come to know Jesus as the joyful treasure that he truly is. I'll be praying that you do. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. At some point, it had to register in Mary's mind that this Jesus, though a baby, was the Ancient of Days. Spoken of in the Old Testament as the one who was before anything was created, the one who was the Word who opened his mouth and spoke everything into existence. And yet, when the fullness of time had come, at just the right time, the Ancient of Days entered the tiniest of wombs. and was born as a man, lived on this earth perfectly, and died as the sacrifice, shedding his blood on the cross, that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. What an amazing God we serve. Today, if there is one in this room who does not know Jesus as their only hope for salvation, God, would you give us the joy of being able to share with them again from the Word of God what it means to be born again, to be born anew, to receive the new life that is found only when Jesus is your Savior. It is then that they can treasure this wonderful gift of salvation like Mary did. Use us for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name.